This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.
No justice, no kings, no justice.
No Kings protests across the country. It's the second one this year. More than 2,600 events nationwide. It's all being done to, in their words, fight back against what demonstrators call an abusive power by the Trump administration. A massive evacuation in Alaska after a powerful typhoon in the far North Pacific. The typhoon pushed the waters of the Bering Sea onto the southwest shores of the state. ABC's Jacqueline Lee reports.
It's been a week since more than 6 feet of storm surge and 100-mile-an-hour winds destroyed homes, killing at least one person. At least two still missing. Remote coastal towns only accessible by air or water were hit the hardest.
More than 1,000 people have already been airlifted. In the Middle East, Israel says Hamas handed over two coffins of deceased hostages from Gaza. Prior to today, the militant group had handed over the remains of 10 of the 28 hostages left in Gaza. This is ABC News. The FAA says inspectors worked through the shutdown as part of a review into the production of a troubled aircraft.
Almost 2 years since a door plug blew off a Boeing 737 MAX jet operated by Alaska Airlines in midair, the FAA is raising its cap on the number of 737 MAX jets Boeing can produce each month from 38 to 42. The FAA says inspectors carried out extensive reviews of construction lines to ensure this can be done safely. The FAA is maintaining its oversight of Boeing's production process, implementation of safety management systems, and whistleblower protections. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In a message posted to X today, disgraced former Congressman George Santos says he spoke today with President Trump. This a day after Santos was released from a New Jersey prison after President Trump commuted his 7-year sentence. The Republican pleaded guilty to two felony counts of wire fraud and identity theft. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
And in my vision, I see a path. strong. Ties the strength they made me carry along. Ties the strength that will keep me strong forever. I say, tie is the strength that keeps me strong. Ties the strength that made me carry along. Tie is the strength that will keep me strong. Check your head, check your head, don't be misled. Check your head, check your head, check your head, don't be misled. You see, I'm meditating and pouring every way, and like concentrating, and I struggle for faith. I said, Jive's the strength that will keep me strong. Jive's the strength that made me carry along. Jive's the strength that will keep me strong forever. They say, Jive is the strength that keeps me strong. Jive's the strength that made me carry along. Jive is the strength that will keep me strong. It's strong.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Gotta wake up, whoa, time to change. And look inside yourself and make a brand new day. Don't kill the brothers, don't kill the sisters. But that's been going on. You gotta see the big picture. You gotta wake up, whoa, you gotta feel what I'm feeling. Gotta wake up, whoa. You gotta do what I'm doing. Gotta wake up, world. What the people say, yeah. Gotta wake up, world. And what is it now? Is it now? Hey, hey. Wake up, light and burn. Smell my smelling salt. Yeah, yeah. Wake up, light and burn. Wake up, world, it's time to see a better life to live for all of you and me. I'm talking to the misters, I'm talking to the sisters, I'm talking to those that might not know and might have missed us. You gotta wake up, world,
You got a feeling I'm feeling. Got a wake up world. You gotta do what I'm doing. Got a wake up world. What people say. Got a wake up world. What I say now, I say now.
Wow, that is Peace, Love, Hope. That's a brand new band. And Smelling Salts, it's that was the name of the first song, and then Human Spirit. We've got two brand new songs from this band. They're a three-piece funk rock reggae fusion band with deep roots and a fresh outlook, formed in Racine, Wisconsin, under the original name Fruit Salad.
And, yummy.
And we started playing, they started their band back when they were in high school, right? 30 years as a hiatus, and they're back. And guess who's in this band?
Who?
Ja Boogie and Pauly Willis, and they're from Natty Nation.
Yeah, didn't we just have Ja Boogie here?
We did. Mm-hmm. He's been on Max Inc. Radio plenty of times. Chad Hanstedt on guitar. So they're a three-piece. They're new. Mm-hmm. They don't have any shows right now, but I think there's some brewing in the works. And we're going to check them out. They have some great music. So Peace, Love, Hope. That was brand new right here on Max Inc. Mm-hmm. Radio.
Yeah, if that was any indication, like, I can't wait to hear more of their music. They sound such a good new outfit.
Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Man, Max Inc. Radio, Susan Messino is coming up pretty soon. Music historian, author, radio and podcast personality, and paranormal investigators. I want to hear about some ghosts. Live from the Mad City, Chloe Louise is here. She's going to be playing from 8 to 9 p.m. And Max Inc. Radio, you're listening to WMDX 92.7. We broadcast from above State Street in the heart of Mad City. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night live from 6 to 9 p.m. You can also find us on Spotify, Apple Music, or podcasts at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, we're right in the heart of all, we're right in the heart of it all. We know everything.
Right across from the Overture Center. It's super fun to watch down the street.
Yeah, and the Concourse Hotel and the Capitol and the Orpheum and everything.
It is State Street. Right now, you know, we have an old throwback from Trapper Shep. I thought this would be perfect. It's called Mr. President. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hard to make a living.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You're drinking Sunny D. And you check your shades. Getting off on a lawn chair. You know what I had to say.
If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. That features Miles Nielsen, and that is Brett Newsky. And I'm sure Brett Newsky is playing around. You can find his stuff online. Maybe Jane will look up and see if he's playing. He's a great musician around here, local guy. I'm Rocker here with Jane. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We still have a great show coming up for you tonight, live from the Mad City, featuring Chloe Louise. We'll talk to her about some new music, her new projects. And,
oh, yeah, tomorrow, secret show in the Netherlands. Okay, this is in the Netherlands.
Oh, he's touring in Europe.
Yeah, but October 30th, he's going to be in Eagle, Wisconsin at the Chapel Sessions.
The Chapel Sessions in Eagle. Like, Brett's everywhere. He's from Milwaukee. So, you know, he for a while, he was touring over in Thailand or just living there, and he was teaching English, and then he would just go around and play shows.
Wow.
And so he's done that quite a bit. He's a really forward, energetic guy. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
We still have lots more to come, as I was saying. And Susan Messino, music historian, author. She wrote a book about AC/DC. She was hanging out with Van Halen, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's in the studio hanging out with us.
Yeah, she's just right here. I can see right her
here.
Right now.
So we're going to be talking to her in a little while. And because she's here tonight, we have some great throwbacks that I brought in. And tonight we're going to hear a new one. You know, we were talking to Paul Schluter.
Yeah, a new throwback?
A new throwback.
Oxymoron?
That's right. Yep. New throwback from Paul Schluter when he was in a band called Magic 7, right? We were talking about that last week.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, there's this, you know, there's this rarities album for Magic 7 songs. Dude, I have that. I think I'm going to bring in a song and we're going to play it. So right now, let's check this out. Magic 7, this is Harvest Time. This was actually recorded on the Susan Messino Mad City Music Show that happened on WIBA 101.5 way back in the 90s. And this was recorded live on that radio show. Right now, let's check it out.
Yeah, I wasn't even alive then, but I missed the old WIBA.
Oh, really? you know, I heard Sue Peterson is moving back to Madison. She had moved out to California for a while.
Oh, really?
To be a caretaker. And I heard she's coming back. So that would be great if she was getting back into radio. She always supported the local music scene. And in fact, she kind of brought the local music scene to JGO when they turned into kind of a hard rock station.
Yeah.
Before that, they were like classic rock, and she was on there supporting bands. And when they turned to hard rock, she kept supporting the bands. And of course, at WIBA. And that led to the 94.1 JGO local show at some point, which we have Susan Messino here who co-hosted that. Let's listen right now. Magic 7, this is Harvest Time from their rarity CD, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Green and Gold Football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice, I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at NoahsArkPetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the...
Yeah.
Wow. Last Crack, Sarah Boys Cage. You know, Randy Green, he once told me, he said, how did those guys know how to write music like that when they're 18 or 19 years old? And wow, that was Sarah Boys Cage. That is from Sinister Funkhouse number 17. That's the debut Last Crack album that Randy Green produced up in at Prince's studio in Minneapolis, actually. And it's pretty amazing. Sinister Funkhouse number 17, that was a little storage shed out over on Stoughton Road that they used to practice in. And Butto used to write all the lyrics to all the albums all over the inside of the walls there. And pretty amazing. Last Crack, one of our favorite bands here on Max Inc. Radio. Susan Messino is an author and rock and roll historian who has written 6 books, including Rock and Roll Fantasy, My Life and Times with AC/DC, Van Halen, Kiss, Famous Wisconsin Musicians, with a foreword by Les Paul, The Story of AC/DC, Let There Be Rock. I mean, Hank Williams III. We could go on and on about all the books she's written. And also The Secrets of the Universe, Universal Laws, Past Lives, Ghost Adventures, and more. But before all that, Susan Messino created Rock Central magazine in the 90s and later co-created 94.1 JGO's local stage, the local music radio show. And Susan Messino, she is here right now in the studio. Susan, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, thank you, Rocker. It's great to be here.
Wow. There is so much music history behind you. And we were talking a lot about it in between songs, but we just heard Last Crack, Sarah Boys Cage. And you were one of the people helping Last Crack to break out at that time. What was the Madison music scene kind of like when they were breaking out?
Well, it was very prolific. There were a lot of bands, you know, around, like Rapscallion and,
oh, yeah,
you know, Last Crack. But I saw Last Crack at Bunkies.
Bunkies?
In March of 1988.
That was at the corner of Park and Region,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And as soon as Donnie is, you know, cousin by marriage.
Guitar player.
Yeah,
right.
And he kept telling us to come on out to the practice place, which my ex actually started that.
John Messino.
Yeah, he started the storage unit practice places. So that, because we couldn't find anywhere.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's
was
what
tough.
We did. So they invited us to the you know, the rehearsal space, and then when I saw him live, I knew that they were going to get signed.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
And I called the band, which happened to live right down the street from me, and I helped shop them. But I told them not to sign with Roadrunner, I have to be honest.
But that was such a huge record label.
Well, not then, though. They didn't have anybody. They were a very small, independent company in 88. And I know that if they, because I called, you know, RCA, Capitol, Atlantic, everybody, and I begged them, give it a month or two, because you're going to get signed by a major label. And they got that contract from Roadrunner, and that was it. They signed it.
Wow. And it was history. And yeah. Sarah Boys Cage, that was about one of the other people who helped them.
Yes.
And they lived in, the whole band lived in her apartment, Sarah
yep.
Bowles, right? In Minneapolis when they were up there.
So oh, yeah.
That is a fun time, fun album. Susan, you're a music historian, publisher, radio host, author, paranormal investigator. Who is Susan Messino? I mean, how did you get started in music?
Well, I grew up into it.
Yeah.
My parents, when I was born, literally owned the Riverview Ballroom in Sauk City.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So when I was a baby, and they had Louis Armstrong, the Dorsey
wow.
brothers, Gene Krupa, the drummer.
Wow.
I was a baby, so I do remember, because we were on the ground floor in this little apartment.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep at night listening to the music through the walls, of course. And my mother used to love to tell the story, but they would stick me in the ballroom to play because I had Main Street or the river.
Yeah.
So they would lock me in the ballroom and I would play on the stage and try to, you know, play with the instruments. And so I had left my doll in Gene Krupa's drum kit.
Oh, wow.
And so he came into the kitchen that night holding my doll and he pointed it to my mom. He held it up. He said, I bet somebody's looking for this.
Wow.
And so
wow.
she took him in and he gave me my doll and tucked me in. So I was kind of born into it.
That is such a cool story. Wow. Where do you go after that, right? We go on the back of the Van Halen's first album.
Rocker, then... it was their second album.
Their second album?
Yes.
Yes.
Their second album? I thought it was Van Halen 1. Or Van Halen 2.
Yes.
We'll put a Van Halen 2 on there. And on the back of their second album, they mentioned the hotel room they trashed at the Sheraton Hotel right over here by the Dane County Coliseum. And you were there. Tell us about this epic night in the Roth Room.
Well, it was very eventful. They were here in Madison with Montrose and Journey. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to play the Orpheum Theater, but the Orpheum decided they didn't want three bands, so they bumped Van Halen. They had the night off. So
sorry, Eddie, you got the night off.
I know. And we were we had gotten a four-song Red album in the mail, starting with Eruption.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing Van Halen for the first time was just mind-blowing. Completely mind-blowing. And so when we heard that they had a night off, Michael St. John, who is my editor and my mentor and my friend.
Worked for the State Journal, right?
Oh, yeah. He did the State Street Beat for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with the record labels. I set up tickets, photo passes, all of that. And he said, get on the phone and call Warner Brothers and get them booked into a club. And okay. And I called this lady, Mary. I still remember her name. And I told her, I said, we are so, hyped up for them. They can't be sitting in a hotel room. They've got to play somewhere. So I gave her the number of headliners and the Shuffle Inn. And about 3 hours later, she called back and she said, we just booked them into the Shuffle Inn. I hope that's okay.
Wow.
So they played on March 7th, 1978. Their first album had just come out. This is their first tour. And we came out every other Tuesday. So we didn't announce it in the paper until the day they were at the Shuffle.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sure.
And there had to have been 1,000 people in that club.
Wow.
Once they got on stage, you couldn't move. That was it. You couldn't go get a drink. You couldn't do anything. And they played, and then they were on their second night at the Sheraton. So after the club, we went back to the Sheraton, and then, all hell broke loose, basically.
I heard, what was it, like a TV got thrown out the window? There were a couple things.
At least. Furniture.
At least.
There was some, I couldn't get this quite straight, but David had gone in and taken, like, all the furniture out of Eddie's room.
For fun?
Just to screw with him. And then, so Eddie went downstairs and said he was David and he needed a key to his room. So then he got a key to David's room and he did the same thing. He switched furniture. He got rid of, I don't know where all this furniture went, but they were, oh my God.
Out the window.
Yeah, pretty much. Most likely. And then that was the same night that Alex, we were going down to the lobby because we were waiting for roadies to come with more beer. And there was a big party going on. Even though Eddie stayed in a separate room by himself, he did not come to the party.
Mm.
Alex and I went in, tried to talk him into coming into the party. He didn't want to do that. But then Alex was looking for beer, so he's like, let's go down to the lobby and see if the roadies are back. And we get in the elevator, and as soon as we get in the elevator, he starts hitting all the emergency buttons on every floor.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking, why am I here? And then he stopped. He told me to hold the button, and he did this little trick. And do not do this. This could be a lethal thing, so I do not recommend this. But he told me let go of the door, a button, and the door slammed on his head, and then went back open again. And I'm getting these, in my head, I'm like, rock journalist kills Van Halen drummer in freak elevator accident. I'm like totally freaked out by this. And he's laughing so hard, and so he came into the elevator, picked me up like a football, and threw me out in the hallway, and he says, now you're doing it. And we had quite an argument for a while, and he wasn't taking no for an answer, and I got so frustrated, I finally just said, fine, okay, do it. And I let the elevator door smash on my head.
Wow, with and Alex Van Halen.
He was thrilled. Yeah, I was famous after that. So,
just south of the railroad tracks on Park Street, there used to be a music venue called the Stone Hearth.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 70s, you met a band that was just breaking out, another one, and they were called AC/DC.
Yes.
Tell us about meeting AC/DC.
Oh my gosh, it changed my life. I was down there only helping out the promoter. I wasn't even writing. I was just volunteering.
Yeah.
They had a writer and a photographer, and I met the roadies first because the guys were out for dinner. And then when they came into the club, I had read their little one-page bio. And they weren't very pretty in their pictures. And and it said that they had started brawls from one end of the UK to the other. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, why? Why did I volunteer?
Yeah, you just got in your head smashed with Van Halen.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I was still suffering from that. So I got Blue Nun wine for Bon. That he loved that kind of wine. And Blue I set Nun. Up, you know, the beer and the snacks and all that stuff. And then when they came back into the dressing room, when they got back from dinner, I was backing out because I did not want close contact. I was like, okay. I said, beer over there, snacks over there. If you want a mixed drink, just come downstairs. Bye. And this guy walks in. First Malcolm came in. I didn't know it was Malcolm yet. But this guy with tats, shaggy, dark hair, walks right up to me. He's about my size. Looks me right in the face and he yells, sit. And I grabbed a chair, you know, pulled the chair over, sat down, and he went over and he poured two glasses of wine. He came back to me, handed it to me, and he says, hi, I'm Bon Scott. You must be Sue.
Wow.
And my life, after I saw them, I just, it changed my life forever.
That is pretty cool because you have written a few AC/DC books, as we mentioned, but there's some news with one of them. Tell us about your books and what the news is.
Well, yeah, the story of AC/DC, Let There Be Rock, first came out in 2006.
Yep.
It was updated in 2009 and then 2020. And now, after 19 years of the first release, and it is in 11 languages, it is coming out January 13th, 2026 as an audiobook for the first time.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm
Who's
pretty
reading
excited.
It?
A narrator that the company I got to help approve.
So it's not AI.
Yeah, no, it's not. No. It's a lady that she had a great edgy voice, and we agreed to go with her, and she's excellent. So.
What's in that book? What kind of stuff can people expect if they?
Everything. I mean, there's so much. And then when I updated in 2020, I added 10 more years of history.
Oh, wow.
So it came right up to right before the release of Power Up, even though I didn't know the title of the album.
Wow.
So I said, if I had a choice, the last chapter is called 21 Gun Salute.
That's incredible. Well, tell us about your paranormal side. I mean, have you ever seen a ghost?
Oh, yes. Yes, many. I've seen shadow figures. I saw a full body apparition at the Titanic exhibit in Chicago of 2000.
Wow.
And it was a man that I saw, and so did my daughter. Thank God I had a witness. And I saw him, and he was dressed in period clothing, shoveling coal into the boiler. It's where the boiler was being displayed. And I saw him, and he, to me, looked like a painting.
Wow.
That's what my brain did. It's like, oh, that's a cool painting that they did. And as we got close enough to get really close, he turned and looked at me. And he looked at me like I scared him.
Wow.
And as soon as he looked at me.
He probably was like thinking he's seen a ghost.
He saw something because as soon as he looked at me, I closed my eyes for a second. And I opened my eyes and there was nothing there. No painting, no man.
How'd
nothing.
You get into the paranormal? Like, you're an investigator, right?
I've always, I'm a psychic empath. I've always had prophetic dreams, communication from the other side. And then I got involved with Chad Lewis's Unexplained Research, and I got to do some conventions, and I went to Bobby Mackey's and Deadwood, South Dakota, and Gettysburg. And,
wow.
Yeah. Love it. I love it.
What's on the horizon for you? What's coming up?
I'm actually working on a book right now that is going to be all my musical experiences.
Wow.
Because I worked in New York with
so many,
Diana right? Ross, John Denver, Joe Cocker. I've never written about any of that.
Wow.
So I have a lot more stories.
I'm ready to read it. Susan Messino, thank you so much for taking the time to come chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You can, all of Susan's books are available on Amazon.com and www.susanmassino.com. Right now, let's play another song from way back in the day, right? Well, actually, the song's not from back in the day, but the band is. This is brand new Bad Wolf. It was recorded with Paul Schluter.
All right.
Megatone Studios. This song is called Bounce Back, and they have a show coming up November 8th at the Boulevard.
Oh, cool. I love those guys.
Album completion party.
Nice.
So we'll check it out. This is Bad Wolf, Bounce Back. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
my Vans cup holder. Sticky nickels make me think of that girl. Sticky nickels in the car I sold her. Stuck to the floor by the syrup from the soda. We are alive in the summertime. They say our lives look super fine. Let's waste our time just to stay behind. Let's spend our time trying to blow our minds away. Oh, 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 oh. Counter all summer, counting sweaty dollars that I get from you, and sticky nickels from your beverage holders that come through the drive-thrus and blue Chevy Malibus. We are light in the summertime. Say our life looks super fine. Let's waste our time just to stay in line. Let's spend our time trying to blow our minds away. Whoa, whoa. Cup holder. Sticky nickels make me think of that girl. Sticky nickels in the car I sold her. Stuck to the floor by the syrup from the soda. We are light in the summertime. Say our life looks super fine. Let's waste our time just to stay in line. Let's spend our time trying to blow our minds away. Oh, why? Oh, why?
Bogart. That is Stone Bogart and Sticky Nickels. Wow. I was just trying to remember his name that was in Stone Bogart. That was from the mid-90s, so that's a throwback going way back to actually probably the early.
Yeah, throwbacks on top of throwbacks tonight.
Throwbacks on top of throwbacks. They're fun. I mean, we like to go play the music from bands that, you know, they're gone. Mm-hmm. They're not around anymore. And in fact, if you're in a band that's not around anymore, you can give us your old songs. MP3s,
please.
You can send them to music@civicmedia.us because you know what? This is where local music is relived again, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is probably the only way, like one of the only ways we can get this local music to stick around and still get heard today.
Sometimes you can hear a song that's like 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
But it's brand new. You've never heard it before. Why? Because it's Max Inc. Radio, mm-hmm. and it's local music. And
yeah, that's the beauty of it.
You can also hear the podcast at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio, and we have all this stuff, broken out interviews, and the live from the Mad City podcast on Spotify and Apple Music. And we have a lot more to come tonight. Chloe Louise is here for live from the Mad City every Saturday night, 8 to 9 p.m. We have a live performer.
Yep, one of our own, Chloe.
That's right. Yeah, you know what? She gave us a message and she said, you know, she wanted to come hang out and do stuff on the radio. And she's been here at the show now for a couple months. And of course, she's played actually here two other times live in the studio. So this will be the third time. It's always a charm. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at ShopTurtleIsland.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, better radio. WMDX.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More than 2,600 No Kings protests today across the country. Organizers said 7 million people mustered from Boston to Los Angeles, packing streets with signs and chants, protesting the Trump administration's policies such as his mass deportations. ABC's Christian Cordero on Pennsylvania Avenue near the U.S. Capitol in D.C.
We spoke with Bill Nye, the science guy, recently, and he said compared to other protests that he has been through throughout the years dating back to the Vietnam War, he's seeing a lot more American flags, which he attributes to a sense of patriotism.
Several Shelby County, Tennessee leaders, including Mayor Lee Harris, have filed a lawsuit against Tennessee Governor Bill Lee concerning deployment of National Guard troops in Memphis. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos, whose prison sentence was commuted yesterday by President Trump, saying on social media today that he spoke with the president, the Republican pleaded guilty to two felony counts of wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News. An 18-year-old.